January 31st, 1946, postmarked Camp Shelby, Mississippi. Hello, sweet. Happy birthday. And just how does it feel to be getting a little age on you? 18 years old. So you finally caught up with me, didn't you? Honey, I haven't been writing every day, but from the way this letter sounds, you haven't heard from me in 5 days. And the most days I have missed is 3, except this time. This one is on the 4th day. Please forgive me. I am almost sure it was the mailman, though, that lost the other one. Since I came back off the furlough, it has been laziness about writing, and to tell you the truth, sweetheart, I couldn't blame you if you wouldn't even write me at all after the nice way you treated me. I suppose by now you're getting used to me telling you about loafing every day. Well, not much work has come in so far, so we're still taking it easy. Sure wished I could get a job like this in civilian life and make as much as these civilians are making here. I suppose they are still working you hard these days. Maybe some of these old days you can resign with a pension too, ha ha. Little does he know that I am drawing his pension now, $603 a month, ha ha. Honey, I have a swell poem here that I was reading in the paper about two lovers. The guy that wrote it used to be an FBI man and has turned writer. Here goes. Because I love you. The world is at my feet today, and you are in my heart, because you say you love me, dear, and we will never part. The sun is in its glory, and the rain has disappeared, and I can laugh at everything that I have ever feared. I know that I shall forge ahead to gain a great success, and every hour at your side will mean more happiness. I shall not rest until the day that I have given you as much as I can summons forth to make your dreams come true. You will not know the touch of tears or suffer any scars, because my love for you will be eternal as the stars. It's pretty, isn't it, sweet? Well, honey child, this is all the old news I have tonight. So be sweet and dream lots of sweet dreams. Until tomorrow, love, hugs, and kisses. Whit, the smoocher.